Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Simon from What Culture. Thank you for joining me yet again for another edition of Ups and Downs. And I just want to put this out into the ether and hope somebody hears it and does something about it. If you're running a wrestling promotion and you think you can get something on TV, just make it 60 minutes. I swear, 1 hour wrestling shows fly by quicker than I lost my hair, and I flippin' love it. This also leads me on to AEW Rampage, which is a 1 hour wrestling show, and it's time to find out whether it was any good or whether I didn't like it at all. You then go in the comments and go, Simon, you don't know what you're talking about. It's just what life is, but let's up those doubts. Gunn versus Darby Allin was our opening contest this week, and let's talk about it. Obviously, otherwise it's just gonna be me stood here like this, and I think that'd be a little bit awkward. Now look, I certainly wasn't against this, because one, Billy Gunn is still a pretty big name in all of professional wrestling, meaning if Darby Allin beats him, he's beating a big name. But also, two, I think it's about time we did do something bigger with the Gunn Club. They've been doing really well on Dark and Elevation. I can also understand why AEW did what they did, because Billy Gunn is absolutely huge. And even if you saw him here, you do not understand it. And how the hell he looks like this at 58 years old... well, flub me sideways, it is just nuts. But anyway, the point is, the fact that Billy Gunn then ragdolled Darby Allin made all the sense in the world. Like, you could have watched and go, well, that's absolute nonsense. But when I sit down and took it in, I just thought to myself, well, I don't really want to see Darby Allin get ragdolled right now. So it didn't really work for me. And maybe it's because I kind of see Darby as a super duper star now, so I don't always want him to play the babyface in peril. And while he did win here, which I do think comes across as a big victory, when he hit the first coffin drop, Billy Gunn basically kicked out at zero. Then Darby Allin went back up, he hit a second coffin drop, and he did get the 1-2-3. But yeah, sometimes I feel like we just take our hit and we swing and we miss. That's what this kind of felt like here. I suppose the most relevant point is that during this, Darby also took out Colton and Austin Gunn, and I'll talk more about that in just 1 second. And I want to make it very clear that AEW should absolutely keep trying new things. Like, just because I don't like something doesn't mean they shouldn't go and do it again. But yes, I just wanted to get my point across. And this one didn't really work for me, so I am going to give it a down. Just to tie into all this as well, afterwards, because basically the Gunn Club have been prodding Sting the whole time, going, we're going to wind you up, everybody got into a big schmoz, and it ended with Billy Gunn taking out Sting. So I suppose this could build to a tag match, which actually would be quite fun. But yeah, anyway, I've said my piece, and you should go and watch this all the same, just so you can stare at Billy Gunn and just wonder what kind of specimen this man is. Also, if you do watch it, you get to hear the Gunn Club's entrance theme, which I swear is just music from a menu in a JRPG. I mean, you'd be wiggling your tush straight away. Just to add to this randomness too, QT Marshall was then talking to Tony Schiavone, and he said, word up, Big Tone, do you know what I want to do on this week's episode of Dynamite? I want to face CM Punk. Now on the down low, I really like QT, so I well up to this match because I just love all these crazy things we are doing with CM Punk. And we cut away from this to see an Inner Circle promo and the Men of the Year going, we don't really like Chris Jericho and his group, and therefore we want to fight them. And this is really good because do not forget, at Full Gear, they didn't lose. It was America Top Team, and it is really important that both of these guys get a mega push because they're great. It was then time for match two, which was Jade Cargill versus Red Velvet in the TBS tournament. I really enjoyed this. And this is kind of hypocritical of me because it was basically the same as our opening contest, in the sense that it was Giant versus person that is not a giant, But I suppose sometimes it really does come down to the characters. As I have said many a time too, what I really get a kick out of is watching Jade Cargill and Red Velvet get better each and every week. Like, seriously, go back and see what they were doing in December, November 2020, and you will witness this progression. I think it's absolutely fabulous. There was also this ridiculous rock bottom onto the ring apron by Cargill, and Red Velvet sold that like she was dead. And just before this, Jade Cargill did I'm Just Gonna Stand Here slam. And it wasn't a fallaway slam, even though it was meant to be a fallaway slam, but she's so damn powerful, she just went whoop and threw her over her head. This beating meant that when Velvet did start to fight back, you could feel the fire, and my word, she got this crazy near fall after the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, and Jade Cargill could not have kicked out any later. Red then went for the final slice, and I was like, wait a minute, surely that has to be a reference to Red Velvet Cake. I mean, maybe I'm completely wrong, I am an idiot, but this didn't work, because Jade Cargill instead caught her in the glam stam, she got the 1-2-3, and she's now going on to the next round, and she's probably going to win this championship, which means, yes, it will be called That Bitch Show Title. How am I going to tell that to my mum? I think this tournament overall so far has been awesome, though, and it's also done the division a world of good. Thunder Rosa then let us know in a really angry way that it shall be her who wins this tournament, and she was so wound up, maybe she will do that. When we cut to CM Punk, who went, all right, QT Marshall, I'll fight you on Wednesday, and we'll see who the turkey is. That's actually what he said. This is, of course, because it's Thanksgiving in America, but Punk also mentioned QT Marshall's goons. So we're talking about Anthony Ogogo, we're talking about Aaron Solo, and we're talking about Nick Comoroto. For as you see, he is my new best friend. Yep, if you head over to his Twitter, you will see tweets from him saying that my videos suck and that I have no hair. And sure, a lot of that is true, but you didn't need to say it, did you, you hairy, hairy beast? We also learned that Winter Is Coming is back in December, and that rocks. The last one was really, really good. Before we had our interviews, before our main event, and my word, do I love the Young Bucks, Adam Cole, and Bobby Fish. For one, Nick Jackson had to have been dressed as NXT 2.0. I know that makes no sense, but go and look at him. And if he wasn't dressed as this, well, he totally was. Matt also called Jungle Boy Jungle Man, and that made me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum because I felt like it justified the fact that I've been saying it for over a year. And given the fact that they were talking to Christian and the Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy dropped a great line where he said, well, actually, the very first Bobby Fish match I ever saw, I won. Shots fired. Christian also threatened to smash these fools with a steel chair if they did interfere, and then Mark Henry was all like, oh man, let's do the thingamajig. That's not his catchphrase, but I really enjoy these little bits. This, of course, also meant that it was the Jurassic Express taking on Adam Cole and Bobby Fish, or the Jungle versus the Sea. And really, the major thing we did learn is that, once again, Adam Cole is a terrible, terrible friend. Up. These guys have tremendous chemistry, as we have seen over the last few weeks, and you've got to figure we're heading to the end of the feud here. And even though Jungle Boy has been a lot meaner recently, it didn't really work for him here because he was having his ass whipped. The Fish were winning. It did allow Luchasaurus to get this wild hot tag, and my word, this dude was so good, and he was flipping and he was flopping and he was going, rah, I'm a dinosaur. But just as he went for the double chokeslam, well, Adam Cole and Bobby Fish cut him off. But that meant we then had Luchasaurus versus Bobby Fish, but also Adam Cole versus Jungle Boy, which of course ties into everything they've been doing. And that really was cool, because you got this pseudo one-on-one contest, and I'm sure we're going to go back to that eventually, where Jungle Boy finally gets the win. And the absolute best bit is that Cole went for the Panama Sunrise, but as he went to do his flip, Jungle Boy pushed him up in the air and Luchasaurus gave him a powerbomb. Honestly, I wanted to write him a note saying that was absolutely unreal, because it was. And seriously, everything else here was just so damn good. I mean, I'm telling you, it was a brilliant tag match. And because the Young Bucks realized their friend was getting beaten up, they started to head to the ring. Given that Christian had already told them what he was going to do, though, he came out with his new best friend, the steel chair, and he chased away Matt Jackson, and he chased away Nick Jackson, but he also chased away Adam Cole, meaning poor Bobby Fish was left in the ring all by himself. I mean, as if it wasn't bad enough that Adam Cole had wheeled him out of the water. This eventually allowed Jungle Boy to apply the snare trap and get the 1-2-3, and you can't stop the man right now. Or the boy, the human, I don't know. Bobby Fish also deserves all the props in the world, because some of the stuff he's been doing has been truly excellent. And I thoroughly enjoyed this main event. And somewhere deep down in my tootsie toes, I was like, I think the Jurassic Express, at the very least, should be tag team champions within the next 6 to 8 months. So we shall have to see what's going to happen. Which brought us to the end of AEW Rampage. And while the first match was kind of hit and miss for me, again, it certainly wasn't bad. And if you enjoyed it, I totally understand. Which means overall, this is going to get an up. Go and watch that main event. Now, please do leave a comment below and let us know what you thought about the show last night. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head on over to whatculture.com, where we shall keep you up to date with all the latest wrestling news. Come say hello on social media and watch videos, especially WWE SmackDown ups and downs, because that's the party of Saturday. My name is Simon from What Culture. Thank you for watching me as always, and I look forward to giving you a hug very, very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.